You're tuned to WFHB
91.3
and 98.1 FM.
Volunteer powered,
listener supported.
Community radio for South Central Indiana.
I'm Joe Crawford, and you're listening to a special 4th of July episode of WFHB's Daily Local News. Today, as Americans celebrate the 240th anniversary of the 13 colonies declaring independence from the British Empire, I wanted to talk with local people about patriotism and nationalism in the era of Donald Trump and of Brexit. I wanted to know, are people more hesitant to say they're proud to be American at a time when millions of Americans are supporting a presidential candidate who's calling for banning Muslims from the country? Are folks less likely to say that they're proud of their nation at a time when nationalism and xenophobia are driving calls for a wall on the Mexican border? Basically, I wanted to know, do people feel any differently about the 4th of July this year? So as usual, the city of Bloomington put together a big holiday parade this morning. It started at 10 a.m. It begins at 7th and Indiana. It headed west through downtown and then curls around and moves east down Kirkwood Avenue. The parade was filled to capacity. The city at some point actually put up an announcement on its website saying that they could not accept any more applications for floats. So there were a lot of folks in the parade. The attendance at the parade was down because it was a particularly rainy and cool morning. But still, as usual, there was a real motley crew out to walk in the parade and to watch it. I caught up with a bunch of local activists. I talked with three different delegates to the Democratic National Convention, talked with a Marine veteran who just returned to Bloomington after almost five decades out of the city, talked with an Irish immigrant who had some thoughts about Brexit. I talked with an Afghan war veteran who was marching with a sniper's gun on his shoulder. And of course, I caught up with Beanpole, the god of pointless behavior. We're bringing you some of what those folks told me now in this special WFHB 4th of July report. My first stop today was a parking lot at the corner of 6th and Indiana. That's where several organizations were preparing to march in the parade, including Hoosiers for a Common Sense Health Plan.
Reporting for WFHB, I'm Joe Crawford. I'm standing out in the rain prior to the 4th of July parade with Dr. Rob Stone. How are you doing today, Rob?
I'm doing just fine. It's a beautiful day.
Can you tell us why you're out here, why you're participating in the 4th of July parade?
Well, we're participating because, Daniel Berrigan used to say, and of course he's been on our minds lately since he died a few months ago, that sometimes you just got to show up. Even though it's not clear where we're going and what's going to happen. But this is really a pretty exciting time as far as healthcare reform is concerned because of the Bernie Sanders effect. And the Democratic Party did not choose, their platform committee did not choose to embrace Sanders' single-payer plan, which is the plan we endorse. But it's gotten so much more interest, so many more people are interested in talking about it. Young people are involved. We think this is as good a time as any to keep alive our dream of healthcare for everybody in the United States.
Rob, one of the things that I'm asking everyone out here today is whether or not the 4th of July feels any differently this year than it has in previous years. And I ask that because of the way that the word nationalism has been used over the past several months with folks like Donald Trump, as well as with the most recent British exit from the European Union. Does it feel any different to say that you're a patriot today than it would have a year ago?
That's a really interesting question. You know, I mean, because I've always felt like I love this country and it could be so much better. I've never said I want my country back. And you're right, the dialogue has really changed, and it's pretty frightening. And we were actually just in Europe over the last couple of weeks. We got back last night, and in Europe there's a lot of sense of, oh my gosh, there's this, our thing's really falling apart. We are a 401c3 non-political group, but we're scared to death of the implications of the Trump presidency and the sense of meanness And to me, one of the things that's always appealed to me about universal health care is it's really a sense of togetherness, that, you know, we as a nation, we're going to help take care of each other, and we're all in it together. And so to me, that's what patriotism is not just that we're for some ideal of what our country should be in the world, it's what our country should be to us. And, you know, it's, we're all in it together. That's really what I believe patriotism is about, is that we care for each other, we take care of each other, we bring out the best in each other.
Rob, thanks for talking with us today.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
Appreciate it. I'm out here today with Tommy Allison currently. Tommy, can you tell me why you're getting ready to participate in the 4th of July parade?
Yes, Reverse Citizens United has been in the parade for 3 years now, and this is the first year our octopus is not in, but we were afraid that the thunderstorms and trying to put Octi together and take him apart in a thunderstorm was a bit much. So we're very sorry, and everybody's disappointed that Octi won't be here.
What is Octi? Can you tell us?
The octopus is represents corporate personhood, and it shows how the corporate, with the Citizens United ruling by the Supreme Court, has given them more power than citizens have. And even though they're entity created by the state, they now have more power than we have. And so with the tentacles showing that they reach into their health, into labor, into education, into voting rights, and, you know, have taken over our government.
Tommy, one of the things that I'm asking folks out here today is whether the 4th of July feels any differently this year than other years. And I say that because in the era of Donald Trump, where nationalism has been used a lot to justify what most people would call discrimination, for example, against Muslims or Mexicans, does the 4th of July or patriotism, does any of that feel any differently to you?
Well, the patriotism is the real patriotism of our founding fathers, which is the democracy and the constitutional rights of all our people. And patriotism is not, you know, going against what they fought for and wanted freedom for individuals and the right to direct their destiny. So, yes, it means that they said, you know, you have a republic. Now let's see if you can keep it. Well, this is it. We're going to, you know, citizens have to do more than vote. They have to inform themselves and be an informed citizen.
I'm standing outside of Potbelly Sandwich Shop with John and Amanda. Do you consider yourselves to be patriotic?
That's a tough question. Yeah. Yes, I'd say.
Yeah.
I would consider myself to be.
Do you think that the United States in general is becoming less hospitable to immigrants?
Yes, I think no doubt. I think, let me take a step back. I mean, I think it's always had a tough time with immigrants. I think going back to the first part of the century, you know, with Asian immigrants and then going to, you know, Italian immigrants and things like that, it's always been a rough transition. But I think now more than ever, with what's going on in the current political election, it's becoming increasingly evident that there's more than... There's an increasing majority, I should say, that is inhospitable to immigrants and to the idea of immigration. It's kind of like going back to this nationalistic idea, this nationalistic purity. People seem to forget that the country is a huge melting pot. Nobody came from America. Everybody came from other countries at some other point in time. I mean, except for, of course, the Native Americans, but they're kind of, you know, pushed to the side, of course. So.
Yeah, and as John was saying, people are forgetting what our country is based on. And unfortunately, fear seems to be blinding a lot of Americans right now. And it is scary to think about and to see and hear about. I mean, we're lucky in Bloomington, I think, because we're sheltered from a lot of that. But, you know, it's very, very prevalent in a lot of our country, and I think, you know, we're the land of the free, and it seems that right now a lot of Americans are forgetting what that means.
Cartridges from the 21-gun salute. So, as usual, every 4th of July parade here in downtown Bloomington, we do have a few solemn moments here as we recognize our veterans. And there is a 21-gun salute. Those of you who have little kids out there, we ask that you keep them close at hand. When those shells fire off, they get very hot very quickly. And just out of respect for the moment, we want to make sure that that ceremony takes place first, and then they will be able to, the kids will be able to pick up those shells if they wish to do that. So we'll be doing that again in just a little bit. The parade is going to be starting down on 7th Street starting at 10 o'clock.
Can I get your name?
My name's Dan Rowley.
And can I ask why you're out here today?
I'm a veteran, a disabled vet, served in the Gulf War, pretty patriotic, so that's why I came out.
And when you describe yourself as patriotic, what does that mean to you?
I believe in our country. I believe in what the Constitution says. I believe that since I took an oath to defend it, that that's what I did, and that oath never ends.
When you hear the phrase, make America great again, what do you think?
I think it's about time. I think we've let her slip so far that it's going to be a hell of a move to get it back.
And when you say slip, so what issues do you think that we're facing right now?
I think with the dismantling of the military the last three times, and especially now, we're a joke in the world scene now. We've got countries that are doing stuff to our people that would have never happened 30 years ago. And with our leadership, our lack thereof, it's coming home, and that's too bad.
Do you think that there are dangers of nationalism when you see folks like Donald Trump talk about, for example, banning Muslims from the United States? Does any of that strike you as potentially dangerous?
No, because if you look back, Jimmy Carter did the same thing. When they took our hostages, he stopped all immigrations of terrorist countries, Muslims, whatever you want to call them. So no, I don't see a problem with that at all.
What do you think the status of the First Amendment is in the United States right now? Do you think that we have freedom of speech?
I don't. I think our speech is censored to the fact that we're told what we want to hear or what we don't want to hear. The media is ran by the liberal, and they have an agenda, and they're pushing that agenda as far as they can get it. And unfortunately, we're letting them.
Do you think it should be legal to burn the flag in the United States?
Absolutely not. I think that should be a felony and life imprisonment.
And why do you say that?
Because it's a symbol of our freedom. It's a symbol of the people that's fought and died for our freedom. And why would you want to let somebody stomp on that? I mean, we have hundreds of thousands of people, especially during the two world wars, Vietnam, Korea, the Gulf War, both Afghanistan and Iraq, that gave their lives for these people to stomp on the flag or burn it. And I don't agree with it.
Do you live in Bloomington now?
I do. I'm a student at IU.
Have you been here for a while?
Well, I just moved here last year. I was originally born here, moved away in 1968, and came back last year to finish school.
It's often referred to as like a blue dot in a sea of red. Do you think that Bloomington is inhospitable to conservatives?
When I left here, it was totally red. And now, yeah, I think with IU getting as big as it is, with the liberals that are coming in to teach our youth, I think it's changing what Bloomington stood for years ago.
Do you see that in your classes at IU?
Oh, absolutely. It's funny. You listen to the professors and you shake your head going, I was there, that's not what happened. So, and I'd rather not give examples because I'm still a student, but you see a lot of liberalism, a lot of almost downright hatred for the conservatives, and that's unfortunate. I mean,
now that it's all right to burn the stars and stripes, guess nobody really needs old Might as well burn the Bill of Rights as well, and let our country go straight to hell. Only me and crippled soldiers give a damn. Should they throw away...
You're listening to a special 4th of July report on WFHB. I'm Joe Crawford. This morning, I stopped by the annual 4th of July parade in downtown Bloomington, and I did a little bit of the normal 4th of July parade reporter thing, where you ask people why they're at the parade and how they like it and what the 4th of July means to them, that sort of thing. Any reporter who's ever done any kind of story about a parade or a festival or a county fair has asked these kinds of questions a million times. But I also thought that this year was the right time to ask about patriotism and nationalism. Bloomington, it turns out, has a lot to say about all that. In this next clip, I talk with three members of the Hudsucker Posse, a flow arts community that was participating in the parade. It so happened that these three were also delegates to the Democratic National Convention.
I'm standing out in the rain prior to the 4th of July parade with two delegates to the Democratic National Convention.
Yes.
And can I get your names?
Yes, I'm Kathy Crabtree, and I'm a Hillary delegate.
And I'm Martha Hildebrand, and I'm a Bernie delegate.
And I'm Gene Smith, and I'm a Bernie delegate.
And so I'm asking people if the word patriotism or nationalism feels any differently to you this year than it might have a year ago. In an era of Donald Trump and Brexit, if you feel any differently about saying that you're patriotic.
I'm Kathy. I don't feel differently about saying I'm patriotic. I don't think I've ever considered myself a nationalist because I feel like I'm part of the world. But I am patriotic and I love our country and I'm not going to let him take that away from me.
Yeah, I agree with that sentiment.
And I'm a peacenik.
What does that mean?
That means I'm for world peace and I don't care about patriotism. I think that we are living in a nation of fear, and I don't think we need to be fearful. We have this ridiculously large military, and when you're the biggest bully on the block, the last thing you need to be is fearful.
Standing at the what's I guess about to be the beginning of the 4th of July parade, talking with Emily. Can you say why you're out here today?
We are out here just to celebrate the 4th. Our son, who's 2, it's a chance to him to see lots of different individuals from around the community and just a chance to be out here and celebrate our country.
Do you consider yourself to be a patriot?
I do, yep.
And what does that mean to you?
It's definitely the idea of having a country that you belong to and that you recognize the value and the things it does. And
are there any principles that you associate with patriotism?
Well, I probably should fess up and say that I'm actually an Irish citizen, but I feel very American. I've been here a couple of years. But no, it's just the element of when everybody bands together and... bringing people together for a common reason. So,
as an Irish citizen, did you have any? What was your reaction to Brexit?
That's a great question because actually I have dual citizenship. My father's English, so I actually hold an English and an Irish passport. I was very surprised. Absolutely, kind of. Yeah, we didn't. I really didn't think it was going to go through. My biggest concern is what's going to happen with the Northern Ireland counties because, of course. There's a lot of individuals in Ireland who would now like those counties to return to the Republic of Ireland. So to me, that's probably my biggest interest has been watching the dialogue about that.
Do you see any of the same kind of nationalism that's taken root in Britain recently? Do you see any of that in the United States?
That's a great question. I certainly think there's been a lot of dialogue with the upcoming elections. I think there's a lot of discussion about breaking away from the traditional mode and bureaucracy. Obviously, not. I don't think the ability for it to make that break like the English have done with Brexit will occur, but from there's certainly some dialogue, but nothing I think will be as dramatic as what's happened in the UK.
Mark Taubin sees my name.
And why are you out here today?
Good entertainment. Interesting social phenomenon. A display of patriotism, warranted or not.
And when you say warranted or not, what do you mean?
Well, I think Americans' focus needs to be readjusted occasionally. And I'm not sure that display of military and whatnot is always healthy.
Yeah.
In this case, it's appropriate. But we've become way too militaristic in my mind.
Is that a recent phenomenon, or do you...
I think this has been on the build. If you remember, during the Vietnam War era, people sort of lost their lust for expansionism and imperialism, and the national spirit that's coming back right now, I think, should give thoughtful people pause.
How do you see that manifesting itself? When you say nationalist spirit, what do you mean by that?
I think Donald Trump is a pretty good example right there. The man is a poor candidate, and how he's gotten as far as he's gotten is unbelievable.
Do you feel that nationalism in general is dangerous?
Well, I think the globalism that's happening right now is the result of simply reality and what's happening. As our communication improves and becomes faster, the world is getting smaller, we need to be more dependent on one another. And to try to pull away from that is an archaic and fundamental viewpoint that I think will not stand the test of time.
Happy 4th of July! Happy 4th of July, strange speedpool love! Hi there! Hi there! Not everything has to make sense! Celebrating our right to be ridiculous! Speedpool, the god of pointless behavior! Happy
4th,
hi there!
Hi there! Can I get your name?
Susie.
So, Susie, you're out here watching the parade. Can you say why you're out here today?
I'm out here watching the parade and trying to make some money. And trying to get food for me and my family, because we're homeless.
Do you consider yourself to be proud to be an American?
Yes. Yep. But then again, they need to help us out more out here, because we're not getting much help out here. I mean, we sleep on the sidewalk at a library. They don't have much places for us. They only feed us twice a day. It's not right. If that. We need to be fed more than that. We're going to be out here begging for food later. It sucks because we've asked for help and there's not many people that wants to help us out. We get pushed to the back end. I'm a mom to three kids and I barely can make it out here. And I have three boys. And they're staying with my family members, but at least I'm the only one on the street, not them. That's all that matters.
How long have you been without a place to stay?
About 3 weeks now.
I'm good on three. Council. Y'all look like voters to me. I know you can vote.
Is this the first time that you've been homeless?
Yes, very first time. And it feels weird being the first time. But what? I got friends out here who's been homeless for me. She's been out here longer than me.
Can you say why you're proud to be an American?
Because I'm just proud to be one. I mean, the homeless people love this, you guys coming out here saying hi to us and talking to us, because we don't get many people to talk to at night. We usually get cussed out and pushed down the street, do we? But now we're working our butts off.
Do you mind telling me how you ended up without a place to stay, how you ended up homeless?
I lost my apartment because it was my fiance, it was my husband's, and we broke up, and we separated, and he got evicted, so I lost the apartment, so I'm just trying to get another home now. Even if I have to hold a sign day and night, oh well. At least I'll have a home for my boys and me. That's all that matters.
Pardon me, sir. My name's Joe. I'm a reporter with WFHB. Would you have a second? You could talk to me.
Sure.
Can I just ask why you're out here today? Can you tell me what float you're with?
Panther Ridge Training Center. That's my gun range. I started that after I got back from Afghanistan in 2011. over in Salisbury, about a 25-minute ride west of Bloomington. Came home. Not going to go manage a Staples after all that, after 11 years of doing it. Between the private military contract work and the Army, it's just time to come home, give this skill set to people who deserve it. Our Constitution. I'll tell you, man, that's the only thing we got. Things are changing.
Changing in what way?
The stigma, society, PC culture, become too PC, and that's not the country I fought for. I fought for this land. I'm not gonna see all these changes happen and let it go to the third world countries I was in. That's what I fight and stand for.
You got a gun on your shoulder. Can you tell us what it is?
When I was in Iraq, I was a Barrett 50 gunner. I was attached with a sniper division. And this is what I carried, the M107 Barrett.
What kind of response have you seen today here in Bloomington?
Oh, you know, there's some people that they don't agree, but I went and fought, so technically I got the right to not vote if I want.
Do you think that folks have, there's any merit to what people say about gun control in the wake of events like the Orlando shooting?
I was down there about an hour and a half, and when I talk about stigma, I saw it change. And I said, okay, there's call to action. People must be aware of what's going on around them, and they're not. And that's what I'm here to do. You know, I've set up operations all over the world. Been around. Every tat's a new story. So, I'm medically disabled, but I'm going to keep fighting for my freedom.
So you don't think there's anything to the, any merit to the calls for gun control after those?
People fear what they don't understand. Point blank, period. 100 years ago, everybody carried a gun. See how it changes?
You've been listening to a special 4th of July edition of WFHB's Daily Local News. Today we stopped by Bloomington's 4th of July parade to talk with local people about patriotism and nationalism in the era of Donald Trump and Brexit. Thanks for listening. A more typical version of the Daily Local News will be on tomorrow at 5:30. I'm Joe Crawford. Stay tuned for Bring It On, our local forum on African American people and culture, coming up next on WFHB.